Recorded Books presents The Golden Brigade, the untold story of the 82nd Airborne in Vietnam and beyond, by Robert J. Dvorak, narrated by Donald Koren. Dedicated to the 227 All-Americans of the 82nd Airborne Division who perished in Vietnam, the 1,100 who were wounded, and their brothers in the Golden Brigade who have preserved their memory. All the way. Prologue. Last Man's Club. I found the beginnings of this story the way a genealogist discovers an overlooked branch of a family tree. It was there all along, but had been orphaned by history as a bough best forgotten. Even those who were part of it never spoke of it. Yet it remained alive because part of their code compels them to remember their fallen brothers. As part of a unit that fought in Vietnam, they had each other's backs in the crucible of war, and will have each other's backs until the day they die. It wasn't just any unit, either. Their identity stems from the battle flag of the 82nd Airborne Division, the renowned Army organization that considers itself family and lives by the motto, All the Way. Despite everything ever written about Vietnam and the baby boomers who came of age in the 1960s, their sacrifice and the way they have honored their comrades has never been fully acknowledged. They are as proud to be part of their parent organization as any generation that ever served. More than a missing chapter of airborne history, they hold within their hearts an untold piece of Americana. The backstory began with the 100th anniversary of the founding of the division, one of the best-known but least understood clans in the world. It's not a family one is born into, but rather one in which a place is earned, the bond of shared sacrifice having the same cohesive quality as a bloodline. From far and wide, even from overseas, comrades in arms made a pilgrimage in 2017 to the Rosen Center Resort Hotel in Orlando, where the only thing thicker than the August humidity of Central Florida was the pride of those who regard the 82nd Airborne as their parent organization. Hats, shirts, and vanity license plates bore the family crest of a double A patch that stands for All Americans. The coat of arms originated in World War I, when it was noted that the original members of the 82nd Division came from every state in the country. The All Americans spent more consecutive days on the front line than any other Army unit in that war to end all wars. Its most famous character was Sergeant Alvin York, a sharpshooting Presbyterian elder from Tennessee who was awarded the Medal of Honor for single-handedly overcoming an entire German battalion. York's motivation for fighting and killing was to put an end to the fighting and killing, the eternal paradox of war. A generation later, the airborne tab was added when the division became the first Army unit trained to reach World War II battlefields in gliders or under the canopy of parachutes. The All-Americans made four combat jumps in the bloodiest war in history, the third of which was the night drop into Normandy ahead of the amphibious landings on D-Day. They also fought in the climactic Battle of the Bulge, during which one grizzled All-American said of the German advance, "I'm the 82nd Airborne, and this is as far as the bastards are going to get." Within months, Division Commander James Gavin accepted the surrender of an entire German army in the war's final days. The Airborne acquired the additional title of America's Guard of Honor, so named because General George S. Patton said the division's honor guard was the best he had ever seen. Insiders refer to themselves as the Brotherhood of the Silk, except females now jump and parachutes are made of nylon. But the family of synthetic fabric doesn't have the same poetic ring. By whatever name, they are the best soldiers in the world. Just ask one of them. A third crop of All-Americans, the sons of the greatest generation, got the mission of Vietnam, and their story was obscured by the politics and policies surrounding America's most unpopular war. At the time, the 82nd Airborne was America's 911 force, a combat unit that was ready, willing, and able to respond on a moment's notice to any emergency.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?